Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Black Edge by Sheila Kolhacker is a reported narrative of modern Wall Street power, focused on the rise and legal unraveling of hedge fund founder Stephen A. Cohen and his firm SA Capital. Blending investigative journalism with character-driven storytelling, the book follows how an intensely competitive trading culture collided with the US government's push to police insider trading after the financial crisis. Kolhacker situates the saga within the larger machinery of hedge funds, expert networks, compliance theater, and the incentives that reward speed and edge above all else. Along the way, readers meet prosecutors, investigators, traders, and analysts whose careers and ethics are tested by the pursuit of market-beating information. Rather than treating finance as abstract, Black Edge shows how relationships, reputation, and fear shape decision-making, and how money and influence can complicate accountability. The result is an accessible, high-stakes account of ambition, secrecy, and enforcement in an industry built on information. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the hedge fund edge and the culture of relentless performance. A central theme is how hedge funds compete by turning information into profit and how the demand for constant outperformance shapes behavior. Kolhacker explains the ecosystem that rewards traders for being early, fast, and right, often with enormous bonuses and prestige. In this world, legal research, rigorous analysis, and aggressive networking can blur into a gray zone where the origin of an insight matters as much as its accuracy. The book explores how firms can develop a culture that normalizes pushing boundaries, because the market punishes hesitation and investors chase top returns. That pressure filters down through analysts, portfolio managers, and compliance teams, creating incentives to produce actionable intelligence at any cost. The narrative illustrates how a top-performing shop can become an aspirational model, attracting talent and capital while also raising questions about methods. It also shows how reputation works as currency in finance, allowing influential players to gain access to executives, consultants, and industry insiders. By detailing the rhythms of trading floors, idea generation, and the obsession with a competitive edge, the book clarifies why insider trading becomes tempting and why it can be difficult to detect from the outside. Secondly, inside information as a commodity and the networks that move it, Black Edge lays out how information travels through formal and informal channels, and how those channels can be exploited. The book examines the role of corporate insiders, industry consultants, expert networks, and sell-side analysts in shaping what traders believe they know. It highlights how a single earnings hint, product metric, or deal update can become extraordinarily valuable when converted into a trade with perfect timing. Kolhacker describes the practical mechanics of this trade in information, cultivating sources, building trust, and framing conversations so that sensitive details can be shared without being explicitly stated. This ambiguity is part of the problem, because it allows participants to rationalize behavior and later claim misunderstanding. The narrative also covers how traders and analysts can use mosaics of small clues, mixing legitimate research with privileged tips until the boundary is no longer clear. By emphasizing process rather than jargon, the book helps readers understand why enforcement is challenging. Investigators must reconstruct intent, communication patterns, and trading behavior, while market participants can hide behind complexity and volume. The topic reveals how markets can reward proximity to decision-makers as much as analytical skill. Thirdly, the government crackdown and the strategy of building insider trading cases. Another key topic is how U.S. authorities approached insider trading in the post-crisis era and what it takes to pursue complex financial crimes. Kolhacker portrays the investigative tools and prosecutorial strategies used to turn suspicion into charges, including cooperating witnesses, wiretaps, document trails, and pattern analysis of trades around market-moving events. The book shows why these cases are not simply about catching a bad actor, but about proving knowledge, intent, and a link between a tip and a trade. It also explains the leverage prosecutors gain when they move up a chain, pressuring lower-level participants to cooperate in exchange for leniency. Readers see the institutional motivations on the enforcement side as well, career-defining wins, public expectations, and the desire to signal that markets are not rigged. At the same time, the book examines the legal and ethical tensions involved, such as the risk of overreach, the challenges of interpreting ambiguous conversations, and the evolving standards courts apply. By describing the chess match between defense teams and prosecutors, Black Edge clarifies how financial enforcement depends on storytelling as much as evidence, and why high-profile targets trigger political, media, and industry pushback. Fourthly, SAC Capital, Stephen A. Cohen, and the question of responsibility at the top. The book's narrative center is SAC Capital and its founder, Stephen A. Cohen, raising the question of what accountability looks like when wrongdoing is alleged inside a powerful organization. Kolhacker explores how leadership style, incentives, and organizational structure can influence the risk of misconduct. a firm may not explicitly instruct employees to break laws, yet still create conditions where questionable practices flourish if results are worshipped and internal controls are secondary. This topic examines the difference between direct involvement and willful blindness, and how the law treats managers who benefit from illegal conduct but claim distance from it. The story also covers the role of compliance programs, including how they can function as genuine guardrails or as protective theater designed to satisfy regulators while preserving profit. Kolhatkar depicts how a successful founder can become both a symbol and a shield, using influence, elite networks, and top legal talent to defend reputation. The narrative invites readers to consider whether financial institutions can truly police themselves when incentives are misaligned, and how difficult it is to attach personal responsibility to a leader when decisions are distributed across teams, phone calls, and rapid trades. Lastly, money, influence, and the public meaning of Wall Street justice. Beyond the courtroom, Black Edge investigates what insider trading cases mean for trust in capitalism and the legitimacy of markets. Kolhatkar shows how extraordinary wealth can shape outcomes indirectly through access to political circles, philanthropy, media relationships, and the ability to hire the best representation. The book explores the perception gap between how Wall Street insiders view aggressive information gathering and how the public interprets fairness. To many outsiders, insider trading symbolizes a rigged game where the well-connected profit while ordinary investors play by different rules. This topic also addresses the reputational stakes for regulators and prosecutors, who must demonstrate that enforcement reaches the top and not only peripheral figures. The narrative illustrates how high-profile cases become cultural events, influencing how people understand merit, luck, and power. It raises questions about deterrence, such as whether penalties change behavior in an industry where fortunes are enormous and competitive pressures persist. By connecting financial crime to social consequences, the book encourages readers to think about why markets require not only rules but credible enforcement, and why transparency and accountability matter for economic legitimacy. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy investigative journalism, true crime-style legal narratives, and anyone curious about how hedge funds really work beyond headlines. It is especially valuable for professionals and students in finance, law, compliance, journalism, and public policy who want a grounded look at how insider trading allegations are investigated, defended, and debated. The practical benefit is clarity. Readers come away understanding how information becomes tradable, why ethical lines blur under performance pressure, and how organizational incentives can quietly encourage risky behavior. That perspective can improve decision-making in careers where conflicts of interest, confidential data, or competitive intensity are present, even outside finance. Compared with broader critiques of Wall Street, Black Edge stands out for its detailed reporting and its focus on process, the step-by-step accumulation of evidence, the human motives, and the institutional constraints on both sides. It does not rely on abstract theory or simplistic villains, but shows how power operates through networks, ambiguity, and asymmetry. If you want a serious, readable account that explains both the mechanics and the meaning of a landmark insider trading saga, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Sheila Kolhatkar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.